This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As you guide your car onto a crumbling on-ramp or wait for a delayed commuter train this morning, consider this. It is National Infrastructure Week. Groups as diverse as the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the AFL-CIO are spending a few days in Washington to talk about upgrades for bridges, roads, water supplies, electricity grids. Dan Bobkoff reports.
Last year, Casey Dinges of the American Society of Civil Engineers says his group gave the country's infrastructure a whopping grade of D+, a step up
from a D in 2009.
Still, we have a rickety power grid, falling bridges, even 19th century water mains.
There's a water main break every 2 minutes.
Infrastructure Week organizers say they want to highlight how important infrastructure is to the economy. Robin Bursling is with the National Association of Manufacturers.
Currently, the United States is investing less than 2% of its GDP in infrastructure.
And there's a more pressing issue. The nation's gas tax-funded highway trust fund is running low on cash. That means the government could soon delay paying for highway repairs. Janet Cavanocchi of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce says Congress doesn't want to touch the gas tax in an election year.
If not the gas tax, then what are we going to do to pay for it?
So one measure of Infrastructure Week's success is if someone can answer that question. I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.